Hello and welcome to Inspired by Infinitely More podcast, where we dream, learn, and fly together. And today I have a special guest with us, and her name is Shonda Carter. Mm-hmm. And she is one of the speakers at our conference that is going to be coming up next month. And so we want to tell you a little bit about her today. So first of all, Shonda is a creative catalyst, an edifying entertainer, and I've seen her entertain, and she is good, and a number one Amazon best-selling author. And her greatest joy is helping people find and develop their purpose and to encourage believers to reclaim their arts for God. I love that because you are very artistic, and I think the way that you share your story and share your message is incredible. So through her combination of performance skills, her head for business, and her heart for ministry, she's able to get any client or message unstuck, unboring, and understood. And she brings over 15 years experience. So welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here today.
Well, I am so excited to talk to you more after you did your awesome message at our last conference in Bedford. I can't wait for everybody to hear more about you and hear your personality and all the things that you bring with your message. So I've been asking some icebreaker questions. Mm-hmm. And my first one that I've been asking is, if time or money were no object, where would you want to travel or vacation?
Absolutely, hands down, would be Italy. I'm really a homebody, and my father was in the military, so we did a little traveling. So Italy's the only place that I've wanted to see that I haven't seen. So absolutely Italy, for as long as I wanted to stay and see all that good artistic stuff over there.
True. Now, is there any specific place you want to go?
I really want to do the Venice. Like, that's been like, you know, the most romantic fantasy ever is the getting on the gondolas and going down. And, you know, I heard it's not exactly like it's portrayed in the movies, but I still want to experience it for myself. I just want to see that for some reason. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I met a woman recently at a networking event, and she was sharing how her son is getting married, and he's marrying a girl whose family is from Italy, and they actually have an Italian restaurant. And she said, and they're getting married in Italy. Like,
wow.
This family does. When their daughters decide to get married, they go to Italy. So they're going to be married in some kind of palace down there. And I said, wow, you're lucky.
That's lucky. Like, that would be so beautiful to see. Like, I wish I could get an invitation.
Well, maybe she'll FaceTime us. I'll ask her. Maybe she'll do a Zoom. But so can you tell us a fun fact about you?
A fun fact, no one ever believes me when I say I'm an introvert because they see me all over the stage. They see me, you know, everywhere. I go right up to people and start talking, but it's fun, but it's not, because sometimes people expect me to be wild and crazy. And I'm like, I just want to stay home. So it's like, I think that's a fun fact. I've learned to embrace it. And I felt guilty for letting people down. Like, they're not going to like me. I'm like, but that's, you know, no one ever believes me, or that I used to have stage fright. No one ever believes me about that either. So I know once you see my videos and you see, you know, and I am a fun person, but I do like my downtime. Yeah. So that's a fun fact.
You know, and I don't think that's odd, honestly, because I'm more of an artistic brain, a creative brain. And I heard someone a couple weeks ago speaking about this and saying they're an introvert as well. Mm-hmm. And they've been that way their entire life. And one of the things they said, though, was when they were younger, they felt like they didn't really have a voice. So that's just kind of who they were. And this was their way of sharing their voice. So this is your way of sharing your voice and your message. So,
there you go.
You know, it's interesting. So do you have a favorite quote or scripture that you want to
My absolute Of course, when you say scripture, it's so hard because I was like toiling when you like, what is my favorite scripture? There's so many, but there's one, Matthew 13, and it's talking about when Jesus, all he did was tell stories all afternoon. And it's like, when I saw that scripture, it was like, I have found myself in that Bible, because it's like sometimes when you're entertainment, and I know this is not, you know, the people that we hang around with, but it's like sometimes people can look down on entertainment when it comes to ministry, like it's just not important. And to see that scripture in Matthew 13, 34, when he said Jesus just told parables, because you got to use the spiritual word parables all afternoon. It was like he told stories all afternoon and it was prophesied. So when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, that one kind of gets me like right here in my heart. It just makes me feel a little legit, you know? Yeah. So, and I know, like I said, I hang around with some great people, so I don't really have that issue, but sometimes, you know, the enemy can attack and say, what you're doing is not important. So whenever he attacks and says, what I'm doing is not important, I go, well, then why did Jesus do it? Hello. So there you go.
And that's true. Think about the Last Supper, you know, and think about family suppers and how much we gather around the table to form relationships. And I think that it's so important for people to share their story, because that's, again, where their voice comes from. Mm-hmm. That's how we relate to each other. That's how we develop relationships with each other, is through a story. Because I think it's so much easier to stand up and share your story than to get up and try to memorize something that has absolutely nothing to do with you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's very great. And I love that. I love that you scripture. That is a good one. I have to remember that. So let's get into a little bit about your message and helping and empowering and encouraging other women. And what have you found has been the best way for that you've been able to do that?
I honestly, the way that I found is, of course, you have to use your God-given gifts. You cannot, when I started out, I was, you know, trying so hard to be Joyce Meyer, and I flopped every time I, you know, attempted to do anything. And I knew it was because I was trying to be an imitation of someone. But, you know, you just look at people that you admire and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do what she did for me. I want to do for them. But you have to use, I'm such so fierce when it comes to using your gifts and your talents. So, you know, be the person that God has created you to be. That's number one. Sometimes you don't know how, which is why I said I'm so into helping women find their purpose, because I know that God uses everything, and he did. He absolutely restored all the years and all sorts of stuff. It's like I was on the wrong path for so long, and I just was so devastated when I figured out that I was like, my plans were nowhere near what God had planned for me. So it was just, I like to, you know, say, how much further could I have been if I'd have been on with God's plan immediately? But like I said, he redeems the time. So I had to get out of that feeling sorry for myself. But I really am focused on finding your purpose, you know, and using your gifts and being who God has created you to be. And a lot of times through my stage training and theater and things like that, I pick up on so many things that, you know, the typical pastor doesn't. And I love ministry in all forms. I'm not saying that the arts are more important, absolutely not, but it's just all the things work together. And when you're on stage, I don't know if you've ever had saw someone on stage, and it's like, let's say for a singer, for example, and they'll sing, and then when they hit that high note, like the whole audience goes crazy. It's she with hitting that note has given them permission to go crazy. It's like it's a cue to go nuts. So it's like when you are yourself and you are just living your life to everything that God wants you to be, you give everyone else around you permission to be themselves as well. It's like you no longer feel tight around someone that is authentic, someone that is doing all that God has called them to be and not ashamed of who God has called them to be. You feel comfortable. You kind of let your guard down. You're allowed to be yourself. And that's really the basics. Like I do it in a very funny, quirky kind of way, but it's like, hey, I'm just me. You know, even when I interview people, I mess up all throughout the interview and I'll just laugh at myself and they're like, you messed up. I'm like, yeah, so, but it's like, it lets people laugh and it's just, right. It's a better environment and you know, all that other good stuff. So it's like, I just really focus on being a walking permission slip for other people of God. That's what I do.
I love that walking permission slip. You know, and as you were saying that, I was just like, yes. You know, I love to sing, and just the message that I get from singing, and I think, you know, you can just portray your voice in that, but allowing people to let their guard down and to just realize it's okay. You know, like, for example, when people laugh about things, you know, just watching, sitting in a room of, and watching people laugh about certain things, don't you just learn so much about them? Like what they think is funny, or, you know, they'll share maybe another memory or a story about it. But I just, that is a great, great point.
I totally, I just love it because I come in and it's like, some people say I'm not, I say sometimes that I'm overboard, but like even the videos that I do, it's like, I'll get two reactions. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she did that. Or, you know, someone said, there was two videos I did and I can sing. I can sing well enough to do what I do. So it's really funny. Like people don't know how to react. And they're like, one lady actually said, it's like, well, you can get used to singing lessons. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be Mariah Carey, so I'm not going to do singing lessons for a goofy video. I was like, I have enough talent to get done what God wants done. So it's like, sorry, it's not going to get much better than that. And then, you know, someone started attacking her like, how dare you? And I'm like, it's okay. That's her opinion. But it was just so funny. It's like, that could have held me back, like saying, you know, like, well, I'm not the best singer, but it's like, I'm going to go ahead and release this message. And I know it sounds a little campy, but it's still, it's all about the message. And it's like, we get so caught up in little tiny things and trying to be perfect. And you miss out on sharing a lot of fun stuff that God could have us share.
So, yes. And you allow people who feel like everything has to be perfect to say, hey, it doesn't have to be, you know, the gifts that I have, I can still share and they don't have to be perfectly, you know.
And they're not.
Right. Listen, I live with some men who think they can sing in the shower. So I just let them go. They're happy as can be, you know, and so that's just fine.
Yeah, just stop them if they try to go for American Idol or something. That's when you step in. Other than that, just leave everybody alone, you know?
Exactly, yeah. And I think it was fair that you said to her, you know, I'm not trying to make any albums or, you know, any CDs or anything. I just have a message I want to share.
Yeah, so. It was funny. Like, you get the humor. Stop getting caught up in the lack of talent. It was funny, okay?
So can you give us a sneak peek of what you are going to be sharing at the conference?
At the conference, I've been in prayer for quite a while. And it's so funny because sometimes when I speak, when the Lord has me to be serious, I get so nervous because it's like, you know, you can hide so much stuff in humor and go, oh, well, I meant to do that. I didn't, but I'm, you know, so, but for the conference, you know, for the women there, for the select women there, you know, the Lord has got something very special planned. I'm doing the Daughter of Zion, and there's a scripture. It says, awake, awake, O Zion, you know, and it's basically, there's so many people trying to, you know, do God's commands and set the captives free, but sometimes we're bound ourselves. We're bound up in our insecurities. We're bound up in, you know, what other people think of us. There are so many areas where we can be bound. And it's, you know, even the title, I Am Enough in Christ, it's like, yeah, we can say that, but it's like, we're going to do a deep dive to see what we're still holding on to. And it's going to be awesome. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the daughter. I'm going to be talking about the Daughter of Zion and being able, when you get free, you can set the captives free. But as long as you're bound, you can't really do an effective job as you would like to do when you're bound in areas you're for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading something the other day talking about our friendships and our relationships and, you know, which one is better? Is it better to go deep or is it better to go wide or the opposite of where my hands were going? But, you know, talking about going wide just means you have more friends, but are those really surface friends, you know, or is it better to go really deep with a few people and really share your heart and, you know, share your authenticity and to uncover those layers of that onion and unpeel yourself and really, you know, allow yourself to be the person that you're called to be, because that's where I think your vulnerability comes into play. And that's where we really start to develop a relationship with God, when we get, you know, we can get clear on things like that. Thank you for sharing that. And I can't wait to hear all about it. And so tell us what else you have coming up. Okay. Should I see if I have like another half hour's worth of recording time?
I will make it as quick as possible. I am right now in the process of getting my coaching certification. I am also in graduate school. I'll be getting my master's degree in divinity, specializing in spiritual formation. So I just chopped off all of my hair, like one of those drastic, I always say it's a Britney Spears moment, because it was like, I did it and I went, oh my gosh, I can't. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that, but it's like, I have got to get this under control. But like, now I look like a real graduate student now. I'm like, I just chopped off all my hair. I am in knee deep in books every day. So I'm doing that. And of course I'm doing, trying to do as many parables and videos as possible to keep encouraging, you know, my fellow sisters. So that's what I'm doing. I'm really focused on school right now. And I'm also, I have a Christian variety show on the Now Network, and I tried to give my resignation and they said, no, we love the way you present the gospel. Could you just hang on for another 2 months? So I'm going to hang on for another 2 months. It's called the Witty Worship Show on the Now Network. They're forcing me to stay on for another 2 months to see if I will ride out the storm and be able to handle this. So that's what I'm doing right now at this current moment. So,
so can you tell us the title of some of your work, so that in case anyone would like to read, or like to catch up with you on some other platform?
You can catch me on, I do as many videos and blogs and kind of keep up with what I'm doing on the, it's called giftedforglory.com. That is the name of my website. And, it's a website that shows me as a speaker and all that other stuff, but it's a website that also encourages you in the things of God. It's not just a strict sales website. So it is the best representation, where it's like all one-stop shop where to find me.
Okay.
But I'm on YouTube and of course Facebook as usual as well. So I would love for you to follow me there and be more social.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing today. And, I just can't wait to see more of what you have to offer.
I can't wait to see all the up the ladies. We are. Ooh, God is so good. I cannot wait myself. So I'm just as excited as you are.
Well, good. Well, I look forward to talking to you soon, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Sure. Bye.